Burnaby's COVID-19 vaccination numbers are now stalling as cases and hospitalization skyrocket across BC. According to the COVID-19 surveillance dashboard, Burnaby's four quadrants have seen little to no movement from previous reports. The data is released by the BC Centre for Disease Control, BCCDC. Vaccination percentages from August 9 to 12 were as follows. Burnaby Northwest vaccination coverage, first dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 88% vaccination coverage, second dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 78%. Burnaby Northeast vaccination coverage, first dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 86% vaccination coverage, second dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 76%. Burnaby Southwest vaccination coverage, first dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 85% vaccination coverage, second dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 74%. Burnaby Southeast vaccination coverage, first dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 84% vaccination coverage, second dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 74%. Vaccination rates from August 13 to 19 are as follows. Burnaby Northwest vaccination coverage, first dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 88% vaccination coverage, second dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 81%. Burnaby Northeast vaccination coverage, first dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 86% vaccination coverage, second dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 79%. Burnaby Southwest vaccination coverage, first dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 86% vaccination coverage, second dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 77%. Burnaby Southeast vaccination coverage, first dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 84% vaccination coverage, second dose, of those 12 years of age and older, 76%. A surge of COVID-19 activity across the province now has officials bringing back mandates as the fall season quickly approaches. Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry announced Tuesday, August 24, that BC is once again implementing a mask requirement province-wide. The provincial health order goes into effect August 25 and mandates anyone in BC 12 and older must wear a face mask in indoor public settings. This measure is needed to ensure these indoor settings are as safe as they can be for all of us, said Henry, noting the impending arrival of fall and the likelihood of people in BC needing to spend more time inside. Henry made the announcement during a media briefing focused on the Ministry of Education's plans for return to school next month and those COVID-19-related safety protocols. We need to continue to do those things that keep us safe, she said, and one of those is wearing masks in these indoor settings, as rates of transmission in our communities have crept upwards. Keeping a respectful distance in public spaces, practicing good hand hygiene and staying away from others if we are sick are also important, she said. Henry said the order is temporary and will be re-evaluated once the province's new vaccine passport program is fully operational this fall. It was also announced Tuesday that proof of vaccination will be required for some activities on post-secondary campuses. For campus life, the new provincial proof of vaccination requirement announced yesterday means people must be vaccinated in order to live in student housing, to go to a pub, to go to a gym, including varsity students, to attend an indoor club meeting like joining a choir, said Advanced Education Minister Ann Kong. That same proof of vaccination will also be required for activities that can be a big part of a student's life like indoors concerts and attending sports events. Kong said colleges and universities will have the opportunity to adopt their own vaccine policies above and beyond what was announced Tuesday. However, they must work with public health in order to do so. Henry also indicated those additional rules could not be imposed for students attending class. We know the in-classroom setting is not the risky setting, and it's important that we don't put barriers in place for people receiving education, said Henry. The risk really is in communal living settings where we have seen transmission, and that's why we are focused on the importance of immunization in those settings. One exception is health sciences students because those students are required to do practicums and other training in healthcare settings, including long-term care. With files from Wayne Moore, Castanet and Lindsay William Ross, Vancouver is awesome.